This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. Parshas B'chukoisei starts with the pasuk in B'chukoisei Teilechu. If you will go in my chukim, you will merit many brachas, as the psukim go on to list. Rashi on the pasuk B'chukoisei Teilechu famously explains that going in my chukim means Shetiu Amelim B'Torah. You should toil in Torah. If you toil in Torah, then you will be zeicha to the many brachas that are listed here. The Chavetz Chaim asks, why is Amelus B'Torah referred to in the pasuk as a chayk B'chukoisei Teilechu? We understand chukim to mean mitzvahs which we don't understand, like paraduma, not wearing shatness. So why is Amelus B'Torah described as a chayk? And the Chavetz Chaim explains that in the outside world, the world outside the Torah, it's all about results. If a person goes to college and works very hard, but fails the test, he will not graduate. He will not graduate based on his efforts, because it's all about results. It's all about making the grade. However, by Torah, it's just the opposite. Amelus by Torah is not an enhancement of learning, but rather, it's an essential part of Limud HaTorah. It's all about the effort and not about the results. And since in the outside world, it is not viewed that way, that is why Amelus by Torah is called a chayk. Because outside the world of Torah, it is not viewed that way, and getting rewarded for the effort is not understandable to them. Therefore, Amelus B'Torah is termed in B'chukoisei Teilechu. It is termed as a chayk. And with this, the Chavetz Chaim explains the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara says that when one leaves the Beis Medrash, he says a tefillah. And what is the tefillah that he says? Anu Amelim V'Heim Amelim. We Jews work hard and the Goyim work hard. Anu Amelim U'Mekablim Schar. We work and receive reward. V'Heim Amelim V'Ein Mekablim Schar. However, the Umas HaOlam work and do not receive schar. And the Chavetz Chaim asks, do non-Jewish workers work and not get paid for their work? So how can we say, hey, ma meilim ve'im mekablim schar? Rather, the pshat is, as we explained before, Klal Yisrael receives rewards for their efforts, which is not so by the Goyim in their endeavors. Anu ameilim u'mekablim schar. We work, we toil, and we receive schar for the toil. Ve'hei ma meilim ve'im mekablim schar. Of course they receive reward for their work. Of course they get paid for their work. But they do not receive rewards for their amelus. Heim amelim, ve'eim mekablim schar. They do not receive reward for their amelus, for their toil. And so great is the inyan of amelus b'Torah that Reb Chaim Volozhin says in the Akdama to Sifra Tzniusa that the Vilna Gaon did not want to learn Torah from the Magid Min HaShemayim because that will take away from his personal Yigiyas HaTorah. And if it's all about the Yigiyah, it's not worthwhile to learn the Torah from a Magid Min HaShemayim. There are three reasons brought why we make a Suda by a Shalom Zohar. Taisus in Bama Kama Daf Pei says that we are celebrating the fact that the child came out alive from the mother's womb. A second reason is brought by the Taz, that the reason why Mila is on the eighth day is because we want the child to have passed through a Shabbos before the Bris Mila. And since this Shabbos is a prerequisite for the Mila, we make a celebration for the Shabbos that enabled us to make the Bris Mila. And finally, the Drisha brings another reason that since in the mother's womb, the baby is taught Kol HaTorah Kula from a Malach and then made to forget this Torah on exiting the mother's womb, we therefore make a Suda as a Nichum Avelim for the Torah which the child forgot. In the Bir Agra in Yoredeya Reish Samach Heis of Katan Mem Tes, he quotes the first two reasons that we mentioned for Su'udas Shalom Zohar, but leaves out the reason of Nichum Avelim because of the Torah that was forgotten. And Rebellia Baruch Frinkel, in his Sefer Mishulchan Rebellia Baruch, explains that this is the Goyin Lishitasai. The Goyin was the one who did not want to learn the Torah from the Magid Min HaShemayim because it was Torah B'lo Yigiyah. And therefore, he also does not want to learn the reason for Se'uda Shalom Zohar, as the Drisha says, that it's a Nichum Avelim for the Torah that was forgotten. Because the Goyin would be of the opinion that there is no reason to comfort someone for such a Limud HaTorah. The Malach who taught this fetus was Torah B'lo Yigiyah, and such a Torah does not need a Nichum Avelim. With this, says Rebellia Baruch, we can understand Rashi in Parshas Toldos. When Rivka passed the Beis Medrash Hashem Ve'ever, Yaakov Mifarcheses Lotzes. Yaakov pushed to leave the womb. And the question arises, if Yaakov was learning with a Malach, why would he want to leave that Rebbe, that Malach, and go out of the womb to learn in the Beis Medrash Hashem Ve'ever? Some answer, that if you have a chavrusa like Esav, it's not worth sticking around even though you have a Rebbe who is a Malach. However, based on what we just said earlier, there's another answer to this question. Learning with a Malach is limud ha-Torah b'lo yigia. Yaakov wanted to give that up in order to have the ultimate Torah, Torah through toil, and that's why he pushed to go out of the womb when passing the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'ever. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says in the Teichacha, one of the punishments will be V'sam lorit koichachem, your strength and all your work will be in vain. You will work hard on your field. You will plow, you will seed, clear the land, pull out the weeds, do all the work, and then a drought will come and will destroy all your efforts. V'sam lorit koichachem, all your work will be for nothing. In the Teres Kahanim, it is brought another pshat in this klala. The klala will be that a man will marry off his daughter and give her a large dowry, only to have her die shortly thereafter, causing the new son-in-law to inherit the money which the father worked so hard for and set it aside for his daughter. V'sam lo rikachachem, your work will be in vain. All your money will be inherited by your son-in-law. That is the curse of the pasuk. In Sefer Kamaitza Shal Rav, he quotes Rabbi Yaakov David Biederman in his Pirush on the Sefra, who says that it was revealed to him in a dream why Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Bali HaTosfos, was called Rabbeinu Tam, even though his name was Rabbeinu Yaakov. And he says one of the laws that Rabbeinu Tam enacted in his lifetime was that the estate and possessions of a woman who dies within the first 12 months of her marriage is inherited by her father and does not go to her new husband. Because Rabbeinu Tam's law brought an end to the curse of V'sam l'rit koichachem, which means that you will work in vain because your son-in-law will inherit your fortune, Rabbeinu Tam brought an end to this curse, brought an end to V'sam l'rit koichachem. He therefore became universally known as Rabbeinu Tam, the one who stopped the curse of V'sam l'rit koichachem.